In Amos chapter number 1, verse number 6, the Bible said, "Thus saith the Lord, for three transgressions of Gaza and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they carried away captive the whole captivity to deliver them up to Edom. But I will send a fire on the wall of Gaza, which shall devour the palaces thereof. And I will cut off the inhabitant from Ashdod, and him that holdeth the scepter from Ascalon. And I will turn mine hand against Ekron, and the remnant of the Philistines shall perish, saith the Lord God." We look in the scripture. We find that we've already talked about in a previous message the destruction or the judgment on Damascus. Now Amos has come to the second one, and he's talked about the transgressions of Gaza. The first thing I'd point out today, that Gaza means strong. And regardless today how strong we might feel like we are, I'm glad there's one that's stronger, that's higher than I, David said. Gaza was a place, if you remember, where Samson lost his eyesight, and he lost the power of God. You remember how the Philistines took him and put out his eyes after that they had shaved his head, and how that he broke the Nazarite vow, and how that they put him down in the prison house and let him grind, and they made sport of old Samson. Now I'll tell you, a lot of men and women have lost power with God simply because of a fool around with the things that they ought not to do. The Bible teaches us, I believe you agree today, that sin starts off small, but it ends up big. The devil tells you that you can sin and get by. The devil tells you that you can do this and do that, and there's nothing wrong in some of the things that you're doing. And that's what he tries to tell you, pat you on the back and says, "Keep up the good word." But I'll tell you today, friend, sin won't let you get by. It starts off in fun, but it ends up in disgrace. That can be proven from the Word of God. Because over in the Garden of Eden, when God put man in the garden and put him in one of the most perfect environments that man had ever breathed air in, and as he began to let him walk through the garden, to dress it and to keep it, I'll tell you that there was one tree in the midst of it that God said, "You can eat of it." He said, "The day that you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil," he said, "that's the day that you're going to die." But the Bible said that Eve saw that it was a tree to be desired to make one wise. After listening to the devil, she desired the fruit and took it. Now I'll tell you, I believe Eve said, "Oh, this is good tasting fruit. It tastes good. It looked good." Now I believe she went to Adam and said, "Adam, you've never tasted nothing so good in all your life." Now I can see Adam somehow taking that fruit. Hey, she believed that things was all right. She believed that that tasted fine, and she had that desire. Now I'll tell you, one day after she took that, that same day that she took that fruit, her eyes was open. Now I'll say to you that God brought the judgment down upon them and expelled them from the garden. And man has been walking outside of God since then, except for far and through the grace of God and through the blood of Jesus Christ. I remind you in the Word of God that Judas, he liked that 30 pieces of silver that he had in his hand when he went out there and sold the Lord for 30 pieces of silver. I can see him walking down the road, rattling in his pocket. I can see him looking at it and saying, "Oh, it's a pretty thing to have 30 pieces of silver." I imagine he thought it was all right. But there come a time, listen, that old Judas was not happy over the silver anymore, because he took it in and threw it down over the table and went out and hanged himself. The Bible said in Psalm chapter 33 and verse number 12, it said, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his inheritance." Beloved friend, God said, blessed was that nation whose God is the Lord. We walked away from God in this country we've lived in. We walked away from the standards of the Word of God. We've left the Word of God and with old wives' fables and everything else, and we're trying to walk under human understanding. I believe Gaza got to the same place and did that. I believe she rose high because she began to walk after her own thing. You know, there's about three views of the Word of God that I hear people toss around to and fro in this day. Number one, the first thing they say about the Word of God, or a lot of people say, that's this. They'll say it is not the Word of God, that it's just a mere book sent down or given by man. Hey, beloved friend, they deny that it's a verbally inspired. They deny that it come down from heaven. They deny that God sent it forth and penned it down on the Holy Ghost to old men back 100 years ago, and they wrote down and penned down what God said. That's the first view that I find people having of the Word of God today. The second view is, they'll say, well, it's not really all the Word of God, but it contains the Word of God. Beloved friend, I believe the Word of God that I hold in my hand here while I stand before this microphone is the entire Word of God. I believe that God sent it down from Genesis to Revelation. I believe God sent it forth that I might have a perfect full book, that I might be able to expound, and I might be able to preach, that I might be able to lay my life down and pattern after the Word of God. Hey, the Word of God don't contain the Word of God. It is the Word of God. My old grandmother years ago, I'd go spend the night with her. I'd lay down in a bed at night. Us boys, we'd lay there and it's cold in the wintertime and the old house is cold. And she'd say, boys, do you have enough cover? I remember that very well. What she meant to say is, do you have enough cover to stay warm? Well, I'll tell you, I'll take a term of my old grandmother. I believe the Book of God from kiver to kiver, glory to God. I believe it is God's Word. I believe God sent it down. The third view of the Word of God today is not that it is not the Word, or not that it does not just contain the Word of God, but the third view, and that's the view that I hold today. That's the view I believe. And if you're a fundamental Bible believer, you've got to believe it too. Hey friend, that is that the Word that I hold in my hand, the Bible today, is God's precious book. You said, but there's so many Bibles. I know that. The devil's got confusion. He's the author confusion. He's trying to deceive. He's trying to be deceptive and ruin people and send them to hell. Friend of mine, I'm an old-fashioned Bible-believing, God-loving preacher. I love the Bible. I believe, and I carry the old 1611 King James Version. That's all I have. That's all I need. Somebody said, what about the new renderings? What about the new versions? Well, as far as I'm concerned, you can do what you will with all the other versions. They're not versions to me. They're perversions. They deviated from some of the things. I've read a few of them, a few places in some of those the so-called Bibles, and I've seen it even change the meaning. Amen. I read where it said, in my Father's house are many mansions, in John 14. Also read in some of them others, it said, in my Father's house are many rooms. Hey, I'm not going out yonder and moving into a room somewhere on the back of the shack. Hey, I'm going to heaven, for there's a mansion, glory to God. I've never had nothing down here, but you just wait a while. I'll have it over there, glory to God. Hey, listen to me. We're talking about Gaza just for a minute. Can I get your attention on Gaza? Gaza was a town and a city that already raised up itself and it come up and it had sins, and those sins begin to multiply in number. I remember my grandmama used to sow some little onions, and she called them multiplying onions, and she'd go out there and break off a few of them and they'd still be there, and them things would just keep us spreading and multiplying. Sins are like that. They just keep multiplying, friend, and they get bigger and bigger and stronger and stronger. But Gaza, the Bible said here, had got the place. It kind of reached the climax. It got to the top of this thing, and they got out there and got to taking the people of God, and they got to taking them in captivity. And that's what he said here in verse number 6. They had taken them out there and put them into Edom. I find today people who are trying to destroy the Jew. I saw an article one time, and it's talking there, sort of a little character there of a rabbi standing over an empty grave. And it said over there had a tombstone of Hitler and Mussolini, had one of Stalin and all these. And there stood an open grave, and a rabbi looking up said, who's next? Hey, friend, I'll tell you, the Jew's around to stay. He's God's chosen people. He may not be in the day of grace like we are. He is in the day of grace as far as position there. He may not be accepting Jesus Christ. You say, said, if a Jew goes to heaven, how does he get there, preacher? He gets there through the blood of Jesus Christ, God's own dear Son. Amen. But I want to tell you right now, God hadn't trashed the Jews. God hadn't put them out yonder and forgotten the Jews. The Jews are God's chosen people. And the Bible said in Psalm 83 and verse 4, they have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. I read the news. I see the news. Hey, today I find that there's a lot of nations that like to put Israel down and put them away and just destroy the nation of Israel. But I'm here to tell you, she's not going to go away. She's going to get stronger and stronger. There's coming a time when God will deal with a Jew again. Amen? And he'll put them on the main line. Here, there's coming a day. You can rest assured. But the Bible said that they went down there, Gaza did, and took the saints of God, not the saints, but Israelites, those Jewish people, and took them over yonder and delivered them up into Edom. Now Edom was the worst enemy that the Jew could have. And there they put them over there. Friend of mine, it's one thing to put people into captivity. But I'll tell you, it takes somebody to stoop low to sell them into slavery unto the worst enemy that they could have. But notice what God said. God said, I will destroy them. And I want to say that Gaza not only was a city there that raised up itself and was strong, but it was a merchant city of all the ones that we're going to be preaching about. Brother God went down there and they had fortified cities and God cut them off. He said, I'll even cut off the inhabitants of the land. And that's exactly what he did. He cut them off. Friend, you can't get by. You might be trying to do away with the Word of God. We got those today who would try to do away with the Word of God, and they've tried to say we can't pray in our schools. We can't have Bible reading in our schools. You said, preacher, what do you think about that? I think we stoop mighty low when we come to place we'll allow something of that nature. But I'll tell you, it was taken out of the homes long time before that was taken out of the schoolhouse. Amen. Right there. I'm here to tell you, friend, that we walked away from God, and nations that sell themselves in this kind of sin and forgetting God and walking away from God and taking the people of God back into captivity. And that's exactly what's happened this day. Our freedoms are fastly getting away from us. We don't have the privileges we used to have and we once had. Hey, it's time we come back to God, friend. It's time we got on our knees and called on God. Here Gaza was, and Gaza went down. The Bible said, he said, I'll send a fire on the wall, and you'll study, you'll find out it happened. God sent judgment, and he sent it because of sin. Sin, when it's finished, brings forth death. There's a way that seems right to man, but the end thereof for the ways of death. We might think we've got it made. We might think we know best. But God knows best for our life. We better not fool around with God. We better not trample the grace of God under our feet. Today is the day we need to fall on our face and cry out to a holy and a righteous and a loving God. Friend, God loves us. Gaza had this kind of judgment passed upon them. Now on the other side, we saw Damascus, how that Damascus went down. And God sent the judgment to Damascus. Now God sent judgment to Gaza. And both of them had judgment for the same thing. Not for the same type of sin, but because of sin. Sin, when it's finished, brings forth death. God help us today. We ought to call upon God. We ought to call upon the Lord today. I know many today that's without God. I come in contact with people week after week, day after day. And I say to them, sir, if you died right now, where would you go? A lot of them will say to me, preacher, I don't know. Some of them will say, I hope I'd go to heaven. I find more that will tell me they're either going to hell, or they're not sure where they're going, or maybe they just scratch their head and try to pass it off. I find more do those sort of things than I do those say, preacher, I know where I'm going when I die. I've had people to say, yes, I'm saved. But then when I ask them when they died, would they go to heaven? They'd say, I don't know. Friend, I'm glad I know. Jesus Christ done something for me one day. He moved into my heart, forgive me my sin. He cleansed me by his blood. He washed away my sin and set me free. Because he done that, I've got the privilege and the right to go to heaven.